Hello, anime fans, and welcome to That Anime Podcast for casual anime fanatics, where we talk all things anime in a fun and uncensored fashion for your listening pleasure. I'm your host, Jordo, and here with me, as always, is my co-host and kin, the baby brother, Brennan. Feels good. This is 2 weeks, 3 weeks in a row, where we've got to just not have the obligation of watching an episode, taking notes on an episode, and we just get to talk about whatever we want. Feels refreshing, but that comes to an end pretty soon here, Brennan. I don't know if I've got some anime news of some shows that I have a feeling we're going to be doing coverage on three shows at once.
No, I don't think we can commit more than one, honestly. Basically, I mean, we've never really done My Hero. We've done it before, but it's not a staple, so I really think like Demon Slayer is the only one on the lineup that we have to do episode by episode.
Yeah, we'll see how good My Hero comes out swinging, but
I mean, we've always done My Hero. We've done like in certain seasons, like after like the first, we've done like recap. So instead of doing each episode, we'd take an episode to be like, here's what happened so far, kind of thing. Probably more likely than just straight up doing every episode.
So speaking of My Hero and Demon Slayer, I'll just go ahead and jump right into this anime news. So My Hero Academia Season 7, it premieres May 4th. May the 4th be with you all. And May 12th, Demon Slayer Season 4 premieres, which we always do coverage on Demon Slayer, so that's a guaranteed. My Hero is a maybe. But then as of 2 days ago, April 19th, the Blue Lock movie episode Nagi aired. I don't know if that's already on Crunchyroll or if that was just exclusive to like a Japan movie release, but yeah, I gotta watch that.
I haven't seen, if it is, it's came out like today. So I'm pretty sure I was on Crunchyroll yesterday, and that seems like something they'd be putting on the big screen, like the big promotion box on the, you know, when you first get in, you know.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Blue Lock is gonna do like what Haikyuu did for volleyball in the country of Japan. I feel like Blue Lock's going to get a lot of people that never really had an interest in soccer interested.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to help. I don't know if it'll... Soccer's the most popular sport in the world, and then I know volleyball's not super popular, but as it goes country for country, Japan's probably one of its more popular ones too, so... But I definitely think there'll be a surge of kids as well joining up. Soccer club.
Yeah. Growing up trying to be like Isagi. Was that the main character's name?
I think so.
Yeah. Isagi, Nagi, Ren. I'm trying to remember all of like the really good guys. Either way, as far as what I've been watching this week, I started that Re-Monster show just because there's only three episodes. It's okay. It kind of feels like Slime. It's just a little bit more cheesy, so I'm not recommending it to anybody, but I have been watching the new season of That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime, and it's good, but it kind of feels like a slice of life anime for me. It's just like, it's always just a low stakes, easy going episode. But you been watching anything good?
If you listened last week, I've been watching Black Clover again. Again for me, up to a certain point, we're getting close because we're about 10 or 15 away from where I've watched up to. But I'm watching that. I guess Mashley's over, so I'm not watching that anymore. And then I was watching, I told you about it, I don't think I mentioned on the podcast, and I haven't watched the second episode, but it's the Go Go Loser Ranger on Disney Plus.
Go Go Loser Ranger. Dun,
dun, dun, and I wasn't super impressed with the first episode. I mean, it was good enough to get you in and set up the premise and all that and give like a small reveal, but definitely interested in it for just the Power Ranger spoof at the very least. But I think it'll end up being pretty good. So if you didn't know that was out, it is out, but it's on Disney Plus for some reason.
D Plus.
First time I've watched an anime on there.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's getting in on this stuff. So the industry's going to be crowded with with good stuff and just absolute dog crap of stuff. So you got to be, I pretty much am just waiting until I hear something about a show. Like, I'm never going to just like watch a show because it looks like it's got a good cover.
You should, you know? Sometimes though.
It could potentially be a waste.
Well, you just
it
read
could be a waste
thing.
Of 18 minutes.
Well, you could just read the little synopsis and see if it sounds interesting. I found some heat that way that I otherwise never would have. But I typically do that when I'm looking for something a little bit different. Like, yeah, if you're looking for a battle anime, then yeah, just wait for people to get hype. But if you're looking for something a little more obscure, kind of just on your own a lot of the times.
Yeah, I feel like all of these big shows, like Kaiju number 8 that's on really hyped up right now, I don't know much about it, but then there's another one called Windbreakers, and like if you go read about what the shows are about, people like, I mean, they're comparing it to like Attack on Titan and stuff, and for whatever reason, whenever somebody says things like it's a lot like Attack on Titan, it makes me not want to watch it, because it's like, well, it could never stand up to Attack on Titan, so I'm out. I'm out on this.
Yeah, and it's just whenever they do that, you're just like, yeah, like you said, the show's already good, so it doesn't necessarily like lean you to it. If anything, you're like, I'm not really looking for that right now.
Yep.
Which happens
like,
with a lot of the big ones
that come out. Like, I want to know what's unique about this show.
Yeah, like Colton's more the one who like if it's basically new, not even new and big, if it's just new and on the first couple slides, he's probably watching both of those.
Yep. He'll try everything at least 3 episodes.
Shit, I don't really know. I've never really heard of him dropping one, honestly. I feel like even if it sucks, he'll just watch it.
He does. He commits. He'll freaking watch a full 5 seasons just out of principle because he doesn't drop them. I'll freaking drop stuff. I'll watch like 2 seasons of a show, then drop it. It's like if it's losing me, the whole point of doing this for me is because I enjoy it. If I stop enjoying a show, I'm not going to watch it anymore.
Most of my drops are just, they're not even, I don't think them out. I'm just watching it. I'll watch 3-4 episodes, and because it wasn't good enough, I'm not like eager to watch another one, and then a day passes, and then another, and then eventually it's just dropped.
And then you got to start all over.
Yeah, and then it's not worth it to go back. So I don't actually say I'm dropping this shit. Like, it's organic for me.
That's kind of what happened to me with Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. It's not that I wasn't enjoying it. It just got to the point where I got to a specific part in the story that didn't make me want to like eagerly continue watching. And then, you know, one day goes by, 2 days go by, then 3 weeks goes by, and now I don't even remember where I am or where what the hell the last thing that happened was. So I may never watch that show, or I'll have to start all over. I just don't know at this point.
You just need to start all over, but you need to watch it. Some may say you have an obligation to watch it.
I know, that's why I started it in the first place.
Yeah, I would be some. And so would other people listening.
I'm going to get jumped for having said I haven't watched Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. Well, on today's episode, we thought it would be fun to speculate on the different ways or like tells, the subliminal tells of identifying people in the wild who may watch anime. So these lists that we compiled today, at least mine, I did not Google this. I'm sure it is a Googleable thing, but we've each brought 5 ways that you can speculate as to, yes, this person probably watches anime.
Shit, mine aren't subliminal at all. I just literally was like,
rocking a My Hero shirt.
Yeah. In my head, I was like, what are the 5 main ways you can tell someone watches anime? Like, without talking to them or, like, without really knowing somebody, you know what I mean? Just if you see some dude on the streets, some dude or gal on the streets or in the store somewhere, what's a good giveaway? Or just, like, something about them that gives it up.
They speak Japanese. Oh, man, that's funny. Well, I think that will just make these lists even more interesting. And the reason why I thought of this episode was, last week I went to buy something at Academy, and the guy checking me out, or I guess ringing me up, checking me out makes it sound like he was looking me up and down. The guy ringing me up was rocking the Hanafuda earrings, the old Tanjiro Komodo specials. And it's kind of one of those things when you see this shit out in the wild, in the real world. It's not that it's jarring. It's just like the balls on this guy to straight up rock these earrings working his day job. I mean, I have the utmost respect, but at the same time, I'm like, how do you do it, dude? Like, I want to be like you. How do you just rock this shit out openly? It was pretty cool. I was like, dude, love the Hanafuda earrings. And I could tell he was like, holy shit, this guy knows what they're called. But it made me think of like, oh, that'd be a good episode to talk about. Of just like the different ways you can tell. Like, obviously, that wasn't a subliminal sign. This dude's rocking some straight up Demon Slayer earrings. Like, it was no question that he at least watched Demon Slayer.
Yeah.
But that was the inspiration for this.
That's basically my five things. That's what they are. Shit like that.
All right. Well, so name yours in descending order from like the most foolproof way to know that they, obviously the last one you talk about is going to be the one that's like almost guaranteed they watch anime.
Let me just start with the most guaranteed. It's easier for me to compile since I didn't, okay, since I didn't write these down. Well, I was kind of torn on one and two, what like the most, because, all right, I'll say number one, best way to tell
so someone watches. So number five, this will be your number five.
I got to start with one because I won't be able to think of them.
Okay.
Because I think I only have four, truth be told. But number one is the tattoo. You see someone with some ink, you see someone with some permanence and some money spent behind it, you're pretty damn sure that they're an anime fan. But they definitely have watched that show. I was a little bit torn because it's like some people may have just seen one anime and like some people maybe watched Dragon Ball Z, you know, and when they were 20 years old, they're like, yeah, let me get that Shenron going up my arm, and then just never watched again, but still like, either way, if you got that on you, you're an anime watcher.
I mean, at that point, you've got to watch anime the rest of your life.
Yeah,
if you get an anime tat, you're in, dude. You've committed. Like, you've made a decision that is life-changing. But you're right. Tattoos are a big... I mean, with anything. That goes with anything with a tattoo. You get any tattoo, you're pretty much saying yes forever to this thing.
And they're not always, because I see a lot of people's tattoos, and I know they have tattoos, people like full sleeves, but I don't always like get the details. One, because I don't want to stare or anything. And then, you know, tattoos are pretty commonplace, so you don't always be like, oh, sweet, he's got like a tombstone on there and a skull. You know, you don't really see all those when someone has like a full sleeve. But then like sometimes when you really look at somebody, you're like, oh my God, you're like, that dude's got a freaking Ash Ketchum on his arm, just thrown in there, yeah, or something like that. Somebody that you know has had tattoos, or you're in the sauna at the gym and some dude walks in and sits in front of you and his back's like tatted up with some freaking, yep, One Piece. Just things like that.
What is the legal aspect of, like, if I go to a tattoo artist and I'm like, give me Naruto hitting a Rasengan, like, what? I mean... Obviously, they can't do shit. Like the guy that wrote Kishimoto can't be like, hey, I want royalties on what you charge the client to put my artwork on that guy's skin.
I mean, I would assume it's free use at that point because they're not like, they're making money off of it, but it's just like out there. So it would become free use, I think. Obviously,
but isn't that a weird concept though? Like you can't do that with, like, t-shirts necessarily, but, like, you can go get a fucking tattoo of anything you want, and it's okay.
I mean, people be doing it with clothing all the time that I know they don't have, like, rights from Demon Slayer, or, like, selling the Tanjiro pattern gym shorts and Uchiha symbol, yeah, tank tops and stuff. I think it's just if on a small enough scale. But then it also makes them not worth as much either, because if you get the actual collab, then it's way more, but... I'm sure there may be something you could do, but obviously no one's doing anything because it's also free marketing. Because then someone's going to be like, hey, what's that character doing on your back? What's that in his hand? And you're like, it's called the Rasengan. It's a whirling ball of wind.
Yeah. And it twirls with the same direction of your hairline on the back of your head. if you had to get an anime tat today, like had to do it today in the next hour, what would you get?
In the next hour, I would do a, I've never gotten a tattoo because I would want to do something big and have to plan it out, and it costs money is the main thing, and the commitment, but I would for sure, anime-wise, kind of maybe a cop-out, but I've always wanted to get a, because I've always wanted a traditional Japanese tattoo. I would do a Kabuto, but I would have to see which one I wanted. But I would do it with the Sharingan eyes.
A Kabuto? What is that?
Like a samurai helmet, like with the face mask
and
everything.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah, and just I would just have the eyes in there. I don't think I'd do the Rinnegan. I'd do the Sharingan, but I would custom make my own Mangekyo, like my own idea, and tell the artist. I'd like show the tattoo artist, like, this is what like they look like in the show, but this is like my unique one that I grew. And that's subtle gotcha. Enough for me. That's probably what I'd go with. What would you?
Yeah, that'd be pretty sick. I'd probably go with something really simple, like some line art of like a bowl of steaming ramen or like the silhouette of Goku's head, something or that maybe the flying Nimbus. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, because it's just that cloud's already iconic.
Yeah,
mostly due to the Akatsuki, but you could do it like it's tailing off in the wind and add some shit to it for sure.
Yeah, I'd probably do something like that if I had to do one like without thinking. I just want some simple line art. That way, if I wanted to cover that shit up down the road, it wouldn't be too difficult. Okay, so here's my number. Here's my honorable mention. So my number six. They work at Vintage Stock or GameStop.
I mean, there's a good chance. Like, they could be older, though, and just like they weren't part of that era. They just
just
be some World of Warcrafters anytime they're off work.
You think that somebody's playing World of Warcraft and doesn't watch anime?
Yeah, I know tons of people that never watched anime that sunk hours of their lives into that show. People that play WoW, they don't have time for anything else. Like, they're in
you're
it.
Right.
They have time to go to their job, and that's it.
You're right.
I would still say that the people that work there, there's a good chance.
It's a 99% chance.
They're at least familiar with the medium.
I mean, they're literally selling to the anime fans. Their store is like supported directly by the anime fandom. All the JRPGs, all the posters, all of the freaking GameCubes and Super Smash Brothers,
like the
straight up people.
Comic book fans too, you know, because a lot of those people don't watch anime and they're greased out in Vintage Stock, same as the anime fans.
True.
So there's kind of like a collision of a battle of what they call it in Haikyuu.
Oh.
The battle of concepts.
Battle of concepts. That's very true. Well, that's why it's my honorable mention. It's not foolproof, but it's a pretty damn good way. If you meet a guy, he works at Vintage Stock and he's been there for years, go ahead and assume, guy or girl, they damn good chance they watch anime.
I mean, they're definitely not going to pass judgment on you for watching anime.
Hell no.
They're, like I said, they're definitely familiar with it. How deep they've gotten into it is up for debate, I suppose.
Yeah. All right, what's your next one?
The next one was just clothing or apparel. Like, if you're wearing some shirts, some shorts, or you have, like, some of those special edition Crocs, the anime Crocs, or a hat or something, like, you're watching it. It's almost more foolproof than a tattoo, because it's like,
hell yeah, it is.
You can't hide that shit. Like, you woke up, went to your closet and or drawer, and were like, all right, break out the My Hero, the Deku shirt for today.
Yep. The clothing one is like, I thought about putting that on my list, but yeah, that's got to be the most obvious way. Like, the only chance that somebody's wearing a shirt that doesn't watch anime is if they borrowed it. But that's unlikely. Why would you borrow an anime shirt from somebody?
Yeah, it'd have to be really subtle. Like, someone's going to be like, what's this? Like, you care if I wear this shirt with the slime and blue-haired person, like a reincarnated as a slime shirt? Like, they ain't going to pick that one to borrow.
Yep. You see somebody wearing an anime shirt, it's because it's purposeful. They want to talk to you about anime, so say hi to them. I mean, every time I wear an anime shirt, I mean, to this day, when I wear my Karasuno shirt, not a single person has ever mentioned to me anything about it. And it makes me think, one, either people don't know what the hell this is, or two, not a lot of people watch anime around here.
And that's just one of those things that goes by so subtly, and it's not as popular as if you're wearing a Demon Slayer, Dragon Ball, Naruto type thing.
True.
Because I have a...
It just looks like a high school shirt.
Yeah, you have like the jersey though, don't you?
No, it's just a black shirt that says Karasuno across the front, and then underneath it says Fly.
Yeah, I have like a... I had when I wore to the gym, I don't know what happened to it, but it was just said like Karasuno High. Like, it literally just looked like a regular shirt. There's no anime indication, so obviously nobody ever said anything. Just a black shirt, had a little bit of orange on it.
Yeah.
But I've also worn... I have a pump cover that's a scout regimen, and it's big. Like, it's fucking taking up the whole back of the shirt. It's like a green shirt with the scout regimen symbol, taking up the whole back, and then it's got a little bit on like the left front breastplate area. But I've worn it to the gym a couple times and nobody said anything. I've worn it around, you know, friends that don't watch anime, and no one's ever been like, hey, what's that shirt?
So, see, that's crazy to me. That's exactly why if you see somebody wearing anime clothes, like, it's a dead giveaway that like this person watches anime, because so many people don't know what it is that they would only wear it if they did watch it.
I mean, yeah, you're not just gonna walk into Box Lunch or freaking Hot Topic and be like, dang, what's this symbol? Like, see a scout regimen shirt and be like, what is this symbol? Yeah. It's kind of dope.
This
kinda...
is a good quality. This is a good quality jacket.
It's kind of sweet, babe. You think I should buy this?
Yeah. Yeah, that's not happening.
Go check out and not knowing what it is. So, yeah.
Very true.
Whereas, all right, like,
so here's my...
The tattoos, I feel like you could make that mistake. Like, it's not really anime, there's a Mononoke tattoo, some wolf girl would just be like, I'm getting this tat and have never seen the movie.
Or just like somebody from our childhood that's like watched Dragon Ball Z growing up like we did, and they decided to get Goku doing a Kamehameha wave, but they haven't watched Dragon Ball Z or anime for 15 years.
What somebody should
do is... But they like know...
Somebody should get a... And if somebody's done this, it's listening. Somebody should get Piccolo's tattoos. Like, you know how his biceps and forearms have,
the
purple
the lines?
Yeah, somebody should get their whole body tatted like that.
Golly, that would hurt. That's a lot of line work.
It's true. And you might as well go green at that point.
Yeah, go green and perp. Or just go orange Piccolo. Go the orange and orange and green. All right, my number five is... These people will typically have a very unique style of clothing / hairstyle. What do you think about that one?
That's a pretty bad one.
You think?
I mean, there's a certain style, I think you can tell.
I'm not saying that all people that watch anime have a unique style or hairstyle, but I'm saying... If a person does have a really unique hairstyle or a really unique style of clothing, they probably do watch anime.
Yeah, it's just tough because, you know, a lot of people are going in and, like, people are showing anime character haircuts. Like, people go in and show pictures of Levi and they get their shit cut like that. So, yeah. I mean, and some of the newer animes have characters with just, like, actual trendy haircuts. So, it'd be tough to tell because some of the haircuts, like, just because you have a wolf cut doesn't mean you watch anime. You could have just seen a freaking Instagram reel with some dude getting it, and you're like, I want that cut.
What the heck's a wolf cut?
It's just like it's kind of like a mullet, but it's like longer in the back, and you just have to look it up.
Is that, okay.
I mean, it's pretty tight if you can pull it off.
Shoot. Whenever I got my hair cut, I basically told them I wanted I kind of have a mullet now, but she called it an edgy mullet. I wonder if that's what a wolf cut is.
No, I mean, it's way longer than the modern mullet. Like, I know what you're talking about. Okay. Like, your cut is more of the modern mullet where it's like, it's just a cleaner look. It's not just like,
yeah,
it's not a Joe Dirt mullet.
No,
it's like cut texturized and controlled. The, like a wolf cut, you don't really slick back either. the bangs. Just go with curtains, but it's just tough to tell because with anime, it's like you're not a nerd if you like. Back in the 90s, like you just know if they were a loser, they probably watched it, you know. But nowadays, yep. It's like cool peoples and cools and losers alike are watching.
Well, you can't tell. Nowadays, too, you can't tell the difference between somebody that's super wealthy and somebody that's dirt poor because they wear the same style of clothing.
I mean, yeah, it's very lax clothing. And
it's like the richer you are, the more your clothes try to look just haggard and too big. It's a weird time for fashion right now. But I still stand by this one. I feel like I can tell by somebody's style if they watch anime or not.
Yeah, I think it's just a broad thing. Like, I was going to think about using that on mine, like, because there's certain people, I mean, there's just people you see, and they could have no type of anime on them, but just by how they're dressed, and, yeah, like you said, just, like, everything they pick out from their shoes to their pants and their hair, like yeah, that dude watches anime.
Yep.
But some people may not
doesn't,
have that
It doesn't work
gift.
For everybody.
Yeah, some people don't have that gift. Others do.
True. All right, what's your next one?
This is just something that people, they just can't resist, no matter, they may not have an anime tattoo or a single article of clothing, but it's one spot they can't resist, and it's to put some sort of sticker on their car. It has to do with some anime.
Yeah, I fell victim to that shit. You did too.
Yeah, I've always had one on my car for forever, basically. Not forever, but since for over a decade, easily. On both my cars. I always keep it subtle, though. But it's there.
Yours is still the Red Riot, right?
No, that was my red car where I had the Red Riot. Now I have the Red Sun sticker.
Oh, yeah.
Which is even more subtle. But whenever I drive with my top down, I have people pull up to me sometimes and tell me they like my sticker. I'm like, Scott,
I've only had
anime.
One guy. On my Jeep, I've got the Uchiha fan. And I've had one guy in the 3 years pull up to me underneath a bridge, be like, dude, love the sticker. I was like, thanks, man. Like, shit, I feel like when you do stuff like that, you think you're going to get a lot more recognition. And I think that a lot of people do see it. It's just not everybody's going to say something to you. But yeah.
I mean, you also got to be out of your car, at a stoplight. Like, people driving behind you probably see that shit all the time. Like, I see people with stuff. They'll have, like, a Naruto or something, and it's just like, how am I supposed to get to him? Like, what do I do? Pull up next to him and tell him to roll down their
roll
window
your,
and be like,
yeah. Roll your window down.
And they freaking get in a wreck.
Yeah, that's true. This is why we need the little walkie-talkies like all the truck drivers have. Like, hey, I see your sticker up there on the right. I like it. But yeah, you're right. It's a dead giveaway. Us anime people cannot resist the stickers, especially, and like, I like the obvious ones too, but the subtle ones are way more fun. Like when somebody's got like the license plates, the custom license plates that you have to like decode what it means. Cause it's like a combination of R and 4 and all these different things. I love shit like that. Like, let me crack this code real quick, figure out what this guy's license plate says.
Yeah, it just depends on the car, too. Like, I think the peakers are cool. I just don't really have a spot for it on my car or anything. Which is, like, some of them, I don't know how popular they are anymore, but for a while they're super popular.
Yeah, they're super popular on the pieces of shit still. The POS Hondas. I almost exclusively see, at least here where we live, every time I see the peakers, it's not one or two. It's 4, 5, 6, 7 peakers all across the back. I mean
you've gone overboard at this point. Some people get carried away with the stickers, not even just anime. Like, some people just load up their car with stickers, and you're like, damn, like, you just...
Yeah.
You lost control, man.
It's no longer tasteful. It's just like, now you're hurting us. You're hurting the fact that you've got the entire, like, squad of... The people that graduated with Naruto from ninja school on the back of your car just is, it's too much. It's too much for me. Just stick with Squad 7, you know, maybe Kakashi too.
I mean, it is easier. Like, I didn't want to put anything on, like, my stickers inside my car on a little, like, windbreaker thing. So it's not even on my outside window or on my windows or on the body of my paint. Like, it's on a piece of plastic thing that's, like, in the car that I could buy a new one of because I didn't want to ruin anything. But on the Red Riot, the Red Riot sticker was just on the back windshield, tastefully.
That's the way to do it. It's got to be tasteful, people. Keep the anime stickers up, but discretion is good. I like the ones that are subtle. But that's just my opinion. Do as many as you like. I don't give a shit. My number four is they play video games. Not saying it's 100% accurate. Like I said, mine are more subliminal. Like, if you don't know anybody, but you know a few things about them, they play video games, there's a good chance they've at least dabbled in the anime world.
Well, you'd have to specify RPGs. Not even necessarily JRPGs.
Minecraft.
RPGs.
If they play Minecraft, it's probably a no.
Yeah, I mean, they may have played it, but, like, there's just so many different types of gamers. Like, some people, like, I have friends that, like, I don't really think of them as gamers, but they play fucking Call of Duty, like, first-person shooting games, like Mad Men. So it's like they're technically gamers, but this doesn't really fall in that genre. Or, yeah, they play Rocket League. There's so many games that people just play that game that they... But if you're diverse, like, if they play, like, Kingdom Hearts or any Final Fantasy, more than one of them, like, yeah, they watch anime.
True, maybe it should be they play,
you gotta
play
find out,
Final Fantasy.
You got to find out what game they're playing first, because, yeah, like you said, or they could just be some Nintendo freaks that just play, like, Mario or play Animal Crossing for 10 years till the next one comes out. Because there's also people that do that.
That's what me and my wife still been playing the Animal Crossing New Horizons. We play that shit like 3 times a week. Our island is like supreme.
Shit, you got to get on every day so you can get that reward.
We don't need to anymore. We got everything. We've got maxed out our bank accounts. We've got our Dream Island address. If you want it, ask me for it in the Discord. I'll give it to you. I'll go ahead and say my number three since you only have four. So this one's for males only. And again, none of mine are 100% foolproof. They're just, it's a good, if you had two choices, I'm saying that they probably watch anime more than they don't. So for males only, this one, they're fitness obsessed. So like some really beefed up dudes, super into like clean eating. These guys usually watch anime. And they usually watch like My Hero, Dragon Ball Z, Demon Slayer, that kind of shit. The same stuff we watch.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the ones that there is a subset of people that you're talking about, but like the people that are really into the gym and like that kind of bodybuilding style, like either they just watch DBZ when they're younger and they still use some Vegeta as motivation, but modern day version of that, like the younger cats, they're either inspired by Baki or Toji Fushiguro. Is who they're modeling. That's who they're physique chasing. Those are kind of like the two popular ones that now, those shows have inspired people to attain those physiques, I guess you could say.
And damn, yeah, what greater role model than a fictional character that's jacked, you know, because you're never going to achieve it, but dang, you can chase it.
No, Fushiguro's is attainable, and then like, I've seen some people look kind of like Baki, like they kind of have that demon back. Like, they're probably on steroids, but they still got it.
Some steroids, some creatine. Yeah, it's attainable, you're right. You gotta have some unnatural methods, but do you. All right, what's your next one?
The next one, and this shit's basically foolproof as well, but problem with this one is you either gotta enter their home or see their place of work because they can't help themselves but buy some knickknacks that give them away, like whether it be their home office, their bedroom, just somewhere around the house, or if they can decorate their desk a little bit. It kind of goes with the car. It's just like there's room for a little bit of decoration. They're going to show up with some Funko Pops.
Golly, you're right.
Something like that.
It is. It's impossible to not have at least one knickknack. At least.
I would be the exception to that rule.
I mean, unless
you open my closet in my office, then there's tons of anime shit on shelves in there.
I've done a pretty good job of not accumulating a ton, but I've got probably 8 or 9 knickknack items, but they're all like, they'll stand the test of time. Like, my number one is the 4-star Dragon Ball. That shit will probably be buried with me. That four-star Dragon Ball, and it's the Earth size. It's not the Namekian. That's, you know, it's a handheld. It doesn't take two hands like a bowling ball.
Yeah.
But it'd be legit to get the Namekian size, the full set.
At least just one.
Yeah.
Bowling ball. I mean, I'm sure you could just custom order a bowling ball and take that thing to the lanes and just get some use out of it, too.
Yeah, that'd be freaking awesome. You have a whole team of 7 people. They've each got a different Dragon Ball.
I just... Like I said, I have the knickknacks because I can't resist. I just, whenever I have my working space, I like to be very minimal, so I only have a few things out. One being, you know, the Japanese cats that, like, shake their arm?
Yeah, the lucky cats.
Yeah, I have that, but it's Shiba out on my desk. And then I have a Formula One miniature car, Formula One helmet, and a gear shifter knob on my desk, and that's it. But you've opened my closet. I got a Sora from Kingdom Hearts, a Rengoku statue, a Goku, Super Saiyan. I'm looking at him right now. A Mega Man, for some reason. Yoda's lightsaber, the Rengoku sword. I mean, I got
Yoda's lightsaber. Is it just a smaller green lightsaber?
It's just the small one. Yeah, I just had it. I guess it was at my parents' house, and they brought it over here a long time ago, and I just have it still.
It was the cheaper one. That's why Dad got it for you.
After he sold my Qui-Gon Jinn in a garage sale that I didn't even put it out for, he was trying to make a quick buck.
Yeah, I remember that day. I remember that day you were pissed. Shit. Yep. The knickknacks is a good one. That's probably the one, like, even above clothing. Even if they don't have a shirt, they have some knickknack, even in the form of like a bracelet, a stick, like a sticker.
The shirt's perishable, but it's like, you buying a Funko Pop, like, yeah, you're basically expecting to die with that thing in your possession.
Yep. You pretty much are. And that's what we've talked about on earlier episodes, too. The animation that these shows make, the animes, it's only a drop in the bucket to what they make on the merch.
Shit, yeah, just like with anything.
This merch that we all buy is freaking insane.
It's not anime, but that's why, like, Disney movies, they have to have, like, some sort of little mascot that they can fucking sell.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, whatever, the little princess companion from any movie, you just gotta have it.
Yeah, it's like Olaf.
There's too many plushie sales to be made off that shit to pass up. Yep.
All right, I got 2 more. So my number 2 is they know random stuff about Japan. So if it comes up in conversation, you've met this guy one time, and for some reason he knows about some really obscure cultural thing that goes down in Japan. Dude, this guy or this girl, they watch anime. I mean, I can almost guarantee it. Yeah, they didn't just look this shit up out of interest. They fucking learned about this in an anime.
Yeah, or the anime piqued their interest of Japan. But yeah, that one's pretty foolproof. Just because it's just a good entryway, and like most of the people that... I mean, it's a beautiful country either way, and like just so much different than ours that I can see why it like enthralls a lot of people. But for most people, yeah, it starts with anime.
Yep. If it's just like regular, the same way.
Yeah, regular. If you just like get obsessed with like Asian culture, but it's not through anime, typically it's through K-pop, and then they just want to go to Korea. It's like the same thing, but they just got into it through music.
Yep. I mean, so many times, like, I'll be at, like, a work conference, and I'll be meeting somebody, and they, like, drop some, like, weird knowledge about Japan, and then later on, I'll find out, like, oh, this dude watches anime, now it's all making sense. And then my last one, because you don't have any more, do you?
No, I just have to think, but those were, like, the main ones I had, because I was thinking... Without going up to somebody conversing, I'm just like, what are some straight up ways to know?
Dude, I feel like my last one is like genius. You may not agree, but like really think about this. I'm not saying that all people that watch anime fit into this bucket, but I'm saying that people in this bucket do watch anime. Okay. They have an Android phone.
No.
What?
Because I can already think of one off the top of my head that we work with.
They don't watch anime.
He don't watch anime. You know him.
That has an Android phone?
Yeah, he always has. He works with you. Plays basketball with us on Tuesdays.
Oh, no, he does. He does watch anime. He watches Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, but he doesn't. He may have started recently, but he was not what I'd consider.
No, that counts. He watches Dragon Ball Z.
I guess.
And here's why. Because Android people, they're going against what everybody else is doing. They're going on off the unbeaten path, or whatever the saying is. And they're usually really good with technology. They want to customize the speed of their phone and the apps and the look. Every person I think of that has an Android phone, which is very few, they all are deep in anime.
The thing is, you used to have an Android, but when you did, you didn't even watch anime, kid. It wasn't until you switched over to the Eye.
No, I did.
Whenever we used to do our YouTube videos,
I was recording with it.
Yeah, that's because you had it spared there, remember? You just had it left over, and that's why we had the extra phone.
I almost switched back to the Android recently, but it just sucks being the green goblin of the group text.
The thing is, like, my mother-in-law has an Android, and she doesn't watch.
Well, that's just because she's just got good taste. The Android is a superior phone. In all ways. The only thing that sucks about the Android is the freaking you don't have iMessage. That is the only reason I didn't get the Android. But so, man, I really thought I was onto something with this number one, like having an Android phone. Just because, like, most of these people are really tech savvy, and that's why they have an Android phone, and tech savvy people usually will watch a little anime on the side. But it was a risky one, so maybe I'm wrong. Let me know in the Discord. I still think it's 85% foolproof.
I just don't know anybody off the top of my head, you know? Just everybody I know that does have one that I could think of immediately doesn't watch.
Shit.
But like I said, wow. There's really only one. Well, you, when you did have it, and then the one that I was talking about that I used to work with and that you do.
Well, is there anything else that we're missing that, like, is a dead giveaway that somebody watches anime?
I mean, it's all just, like, apparel is the main thing. Like, that could go in many forms. Like, freaking shaker bottle.
What about people that are eating at a Asian restaurant and they use the chopsticks well? You think that that's any indication?
No, not at all.
I feel like it can be because they're showing, like, their awareness of a different culture's way of eating and that they put the work in to get to the point where they can use chopsticks.
Yeah, but I feel like I just learned to use them, like, when I was younger before I would even have cared about that, you know?
But no, we used to freaking do the cheat method where you put the paper in between and the rubber band.
Yeah, that's because we were, like, young bloods, but
yeah,
even whenever I was, like, 15 or 14 and I wasn't, like, really trying to learn for that reason and had just watched, like, the basic anime, like, I feel like I would still try to use them.
Maybe.
I don't know. Seems like a reach, because then sometimes you just... just because the people that I've seen... A lot of people don't use them anymore, honestly, because, I mean, I eat Asian
That's how I feel. Every time I go eat Asian food, I look around, and I feel like nobody's using the chopsticks. And so I've always wondered, like, dang, or, like, am I only using the chopsticks because I watch anime and I like the like, it looks cool and it feels cool to eat with a different utensil. Like, I don't know, but maybe. Because, like, my wife doesn't like to use the chopsticks, and I'm always like, babe, use the chopsticks. It's like fun. Like, you suck at it now, but you'll get better.
I think that's what it is. It's just a convenience thing. Like, people don't want to learn, but
because they don't watch anime. It's just why I'm saying the people watch anime I'm learning how to use these damn things.
Yeah, probably. I mean, it's definitely going to inspire you to want to try to use them.
Yeah. Well, this was a fun episode. I think that we did a pretty good job covering some some obvious ones in mind, obviously some not so obvious ones, and maybe even some that have no truth whatsoever.
Well, I got my last one. I got one I just came up with that I don't know how I didn't think about it since he's been in here with me the whole time. If you got a Shiba Inu, probably watch some fucking anime.
That's freaking true. There ain't nobody. Well, there maybe is one out of 100 people that has a Shiba that has no idea what anime is. But
I would say if you're young, if you're under 40 and have one, you probably watch anime. Because I will say the breeder I bought them from, he's pretty old. He lived out on a farm where he bred Shibas and Huskies and one other dog, but he didn't watch anime, but I don't know how he got, I forget, I talked to him, I don't know how he got into breeding the Sheebs. And then also, I've only seen one other lady who was pretty old who had a Shiba that I stopped and talked to in a random neighborhood when I was driving by. But other than that, and you can vouch, you've seen some on the streets, like, usually younger, yep. You know, around
usually
my
younger
age.
People.
Someone who finally got on their own, a millennial, had money for their own dog and went with the Shiba route.
Yeah. That's probably a pretty good one. Probably also with like my breed of cats, the exotic short hairs. I've never seen anybody else with these cats though, so it's probably not true. But
yeah, I've never seen. I mean, I've seen like the Jinxie cat version of your guys's, like the fluffy with
the Persian,
like a Siamese looking, I guess. But yeah, I don't.
Yeah, they're called the Persian cats.
Yeah, that style.
The
but
fluffy,
I'm seeing
flat-faced.
Just like a bug-eyed version that anybody else has.
They're called exotic short hairs for anybody that's curious about what they look like. They're a mix between the Persian, which is the one that looks like its face got hit in with a shovel and flattened, with an American short hair cat.
And they're
so
native
you get
of
the
Japan?
Short hair. They're first bred in Japan, yes.
Hmm.
And they were a successful breed because they don't require a lot of like climbing and activity. They're very good like apartment cats. They just kind of sit around all day, sit on your lap, well tempered, less hair too because they don't have the long hair like the Persian. But because they're bred, they don't live that long. So I think the average cat life is like 15 on average. Some live to like 20. These exotics, 13 is a good long life for them.
It's not bad, but yeah, it's cats.
Not bad, but
a lot of cats be living to like 18 and shit.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Not these cats. But that's all I've got.
Yep.
You got anything else?
Nothing here.
All right. Well, I'm Jordo.
Brennan.
We are the Evans Bros, also known as the Casual Anime Fanatics. Thank you all for listening. Have a great week, and as always, peace out.